Watch, deputy holds onto fleeing SUV, shoots alleged driver. By A.W.R. Hawkins on July 1, 2019. A Seminole County, Florida, deputy held onto a fleeing SUV and ordered the driver to stop, eventually shooting at the driver multiple times. KTLA reports that the deputy, Aaron Blaze, pulled over 38-year-old Rocky Rudolph under suspicion of a window tint violation. Blaze and Rudolph laughed with one another as they talked about the windows, but the mood quickly shifted when the deputy said he thought he smelled marijuana. Blaze then asked Rudolph to turn off his vehicle, but Rudolph allegedly put the car in drive and took off with Blaze hanging on. Blaze ordered Rudolph to stop, then opened fire. Deputy Blaze was thrown from the vehicle and sustained non-life-threatening injuries. CBS News reports that Rudolph was captured following a manhunt that lasted for more than 7 hours. He had a gunshot injury to one of his legs. He faces charges of attempted murder and aggravated assault. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him directly at @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.